Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a ride cymbal and turning it into a proper top layer groove anchor for 90s inspired jungle and old school DNB. Not just a shiny cymbal hit, but something darker, wider, a little gritty, and way more useful in the edit. Now, in this style, the ride is doing more than adding high end. It's helping the drop move. It's opening the top of the groove. It's giving you that restless, late night shimmer without making the track sound too clean or too modern. So the goal here is not make it huge. The goal is make it deep, wide, and alive. We're going to do this inside Ableton Live 12 using stock tools, and we'll treat it like an edit move, not just a mixing move. That means we're shaping an existing drum element so it supports the arrangement, the energy, and the vibe of the whole track. First, pick the right ride source. For this sound, don't start with the brightest, cleanest ride you can find unless you already know you want to tame it. Usually, a ride with a bit of noise, stick definition, or room tone works much better for jungle and darker DNB. A dry ride one shot, a short cymbal loop from a break, or even a ride resampled from a breakbeat can all work beautifully. If you're programming it from scratch, try placing the ride on offbeats, or use it to answer the snare and the break rather than just hammering every beat. You want it to support the groove, not sit on top of it like a separate layer. In this style, less rigid is often more effective. A little gap can create more tension than constant repetition. Next, clean it up before you widen it. This is a big one. If you widen a ride that already has ugly low end or harsh high frequencies, you just make the problems bigger. So put EQ 8 first. Start with a high pass filter somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz, depending on the sample. Then listen for any metallic poke or harshness around 2.5 to 5 kHz, and make a small dip if needed. If the ride is too bright or too modern, try a gentle high shelf cut above 9 or 10 kHz, maybe just a few dB. Keep these moves small. We're not trying to erase the sound. We're trying to make it sit in the track like it belongs there. And as always, soloing can help you find the problem, but the real test is the full mix. Listen with kick, snare, sub, and break together. That's where the truth is. Now let's build the width. The easiest clean approach in Ableton is to use an audio effect rack and split the ride into two chains, a dry chain and a wide chain. Keep the dry chain centered so the transient stays punchy and focused. On the wide chain, use utility and push the width up, maybe somewhere around 130 to 160%. Then add a very subtle autopan for motion. You can also try a tiny amount of chorus ensemble if you want a slightly grimier spread. The important thing here is balance. Don't make the whole ride fully wide. That can soften the attack and make it disappear in a dense drum and bass mix. Instead, think frequency-specific width. Keep the bite central and let the shimmer bloom outward. That's the smart move. A really useful trick is to keep the first part of the hit more centered and let the tail spread wider. That gives you punch in the middle and atmosphere on the sides. It's a much better fit for jungle than a huge, washed-out cymbal that just smears across the top end. Now add a little character. A widened ride can get thin or hissy if you're not careful, so give it some body with gentle saturation. Drum bus is great for this. Add just a little drive, maybe in the 3 to 8 range, and keep crunch low unless you want extra dirt. If the ride feels too clean, saturator is another great option. A small amount of drive, soft clip-on, and maybe analog clip mode can give you a slightly rougher, more old-school edge. If the transient is too spiky, you can tame it a bit with drum bus transients or even a tiny fade-in on the clip. If it's too flat, preserve more attack and let the saturation work more on the tail. The vibe we want is not sterile. In darker DNB, a bit of grit helps the ride blend with distorted breaks, respaces, and murky atmospheres. Let's add space now, but carefully. Reverb can make a ride feel wider in a musical way, but in this style you do not want a glossy wash. You want a short, dark room or plate. So use reverb or hybrid reverb with a short decay, maybe around 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. Add a bit of pre-delay and filter the reverb so it doesn't clutter the low mids or get too shiny. A low cut around 400 to 800 Hz and a high cut around 5 to 8 kHz is usually a good starting place. Keep the wet amount low, maybe just enough to suggest space. Think smoke-filled room, not huge concert hall. If you want more control, put the reverb on a return track and send the ride to it. That lets you keep the dry hit strong while the air sits behind it. And here's a great arrangement tip. Use more send in breakdowns and pull it back in the heaviest sections if the snare and bass start losing definition. Bass should support the energy, not blur it. Now we get to groove feel. This is where the ride starts to sound human instead of pasted in. If it's a loop or repeated pattern, Try using Groove Pool Swing from one of the classic break-style grooves or an MPC-style groove. Keep the timing strength moderate. You don't need extreme swing, just enough to make the top line breathe. If you've programmed the part manually, shift a few notes slightly late for tension, or slightly early for urgency. Vary velocities a little too, maybe by 5 to 20 points. Small changes go a long way here. The idea is simple. The ride should feel like it's reacting to the brake, not sitting rigidly on the grid. That subtle looseness is part of the old-school feel. Just don't overdo it, because too much swing can start fighting the snare and weaken the drive. Now let's turn the ride into an actual arrangement tool. Duplicate the clip and create a few versions. You might have a main drop ride, a build ride, and a switch-up ride. The main drop version can be fairly stable and wide, with a bit of grit. The build version can have more reverb and maybe a little more automation. The switch-up version can be filtered, narrower, or chopped for tension. This is where the edit mindset really matters. You're not just mixing a cymbal, you're using it to mark changes in the arrangement. Maybe the ride starts tighter in the intro, opens up in the drop, then gets a little more animated every 8 bars. Maybe you automate utility width from 115% to 150% across a phrase. Maybe you increase reverb send before a fill, then cut a few hits right before the next section lands. That kind of movement makes a track feel intentional and finished. Now check the ride against the rest of the mix, especially the bass and mono compatibility. In drum and bass, the sub needs to stay rock solid, and the snare needs to keep its crack. So listen in stereo first, then collapse to mono. If the ride vanishes completely in mono, you've probably widened it too much. Pull the width back and keep more dry center. If the top end gets harsh, reduce stereo modulation and let EQ do more of the work. A good target is simple. The ride should feel clearly present in stereo, still there in mono, and never more important than the snare or the core break attack. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. One is making the ride too wide too early. That can kill the punch. Another is overbrightening it until it sounds modern and thin. Another is using too much reverb, which can turn the top end into mush. And one of the biggest mistakes is forgetting the context. Always check it with the kick, snare, break, and bass together, not just on solo. If you want to push the sound even further, here are a few advanced moves. You can split the ride into mid and side treatment using an Audino effect rack. Keep the mid mostly dry and focused, and let the side chain carry the width, filtering, and subtle movement. That gives you a solid center with airy edges. You can also duplicate the ride into two layers. One layer can stay short and punchy, almost dry. The other can be filtered, wider, and more washed out. Blending those together is often cleaner than trying to force one sample to do everything. Another great trick is ghost stereo movement. Automate very small changes in auto pan amount or utility width over 4 or 8 bars. Just enough motion to keep the top end alive. You want movement, not an obvious effect. You can even resample the widened ride and chop it into fills or transition textures. That's a very strong jungle move. Suddenly your ride becomes a custom pre-drop tool or a little reverse accent before the next phrase. And remember this. Darker DNB usually works better when you chase depth, not size. A narrower good sound is better than a wide bad one every time. The magic is in contrast. Focused bass underneath, atmospheric movement above. So here's your quick practice challenge. Take one ride, one shot or short loop from your current project. Build a simple two-bar pattern over your break and bass. High-pass it, tame one harsh frequency, then build a dry/wide rack and widen only the parallel chain. Add a touch of saturation or drum bus. Put a short reverb on a return track. Duplicate the part into main, build, and switch up versions. Automate width and reverb over 8 bars. Then check it in stereo and mono, and make one final adjustment so it supports the snare instead of competing with it. If you do it right, the ride stops being just a cymbal and becomes part of the edit. It opens the top end, adds motion, and gives you the deep, dark, 90s-inspired jungle energy without losing the punch. That's the move. Clean it first. Widen with control. Keep the center strong, and let the ride help tell the story of the track.